Greetings, family. Family overseas had some questions, and we will address them. Hotep Atun Rey, the real Messiah. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
All right. All right, we'll start off. Zoser had an interesting set of questions, and I'll start from here. He says, I have a question to ask on the meditation technique, spinning the pinwheel. The first 20 vertical spinning left at the spinal column, then to the left round to the hot shot at the front of the solar plexus, then up around to the left. The master sent it, splits it, is one at that point horizontal and half vertical, or just split in half? Okay. Question mark.
Let me explain this. First of all, with meditation is a word that the root word is med, which stands for middle. And the minute you close your eyes, your consciousness is at the tip of your nose, actually. And that's your... Picture it like your screen, your auditorium, that's the best way to describe it. Your screen, that's your consciousness. As soon as you close your eyes, it's right here, right? Mm. Now, so what you have to do initially, as soon as you close your eyes, you sit down, Indian style, try to straighten the back best you can. I don't sit a half lotus or a full lotus because those are painful. And it take, you have to be real, like, I might sit a half lotus, you know, but even then, it's painful. And, you know, you don't want to, you be so busy dealing with the pain that it'll mess your meditation up. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you sit Indian style best you can, straighten your back best you can. So a lot of times it's best just to get on a wall, sit with your back against the wall. Mm-hmm. You see, so you can be straight, right?
Right.
And then you take your consciousness, your auditorium, your screen, down your, you say, on your insides, you go all the way down till you get to the root seat. The root seat sits right over the top of your rectum. So it's at the back of your spinal column. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right, right.
Now what? That's where your first seat of power is. The root seat, listen, is where you get fight or flight. Primal instinct. Fear comes from the root seat. Hmm. Okay, are you understanding me?
Yep.
Now, you go down there, and what you do is you breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, but you don't want it to be audible to yourself. You want it to be quiet. Easy. And you see yourself down there, it's like taking the elevator, right? Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you find true center by moving ever so rightly. And what you do, most times when you find true center, you'll hear frequency. That's why you want to be somewhere as dark and as quiet as you can be. Because when the frequency ring, if you're not quiet, see, with proper alignment, you get proper conduction. When you get proper conduction, you'll get frequency. You see, the higher pitch the frequency means the further out your family is in space. Hmm. You see?
Yeah.
But you have to keep in mind, there's no such thing as space. Hmm. Because you, listen, space is always filled. But at the same time, there's no such thing as space. There's no such thing as out of what?
Space.
Because you're sitting in space right what?
Right now.
Right now. So that's where, and a place, where the question and the answer become one. You see? Mm-hmm. They overlap because, you know, again, good and evil are relative terms. You know, relatives meaning they are related. Hmm. Like I say, if you have a family reunion and Uncle Good is there, guaranteed Uncle Evil gonna be there. What? Two. Mm-hmm. See, because if every day was a sunny day, how would you know it was a sunny day? You would not know it was a sunny day until it rained. The true and exact opposite of a thing, listen, is what gives you, is what makes the thing legitimate. It what gives you the ability to know it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because without its opposite, you would not be able to know it. You follow it?
Yeah, no, I'm following.
Okay, so now, and the knowledge is necessary, but it is not a sufficient condition. What? Condition. Mm-hmm. Now, the condition of turning within, listen, happens the minute you close your what?
Eyes.
You see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
So you turn within to no longer be without. Now, once you get in there, the first thing you do is go to your roots what? Seed. Set there a minute. Become accustomed to it. The root chakra. A chakra is about the size of a 50-cent piece. So I want you to see a pinwheel in your mind's eye sitting not like this, like this.
Kind of like on a horizontal plane.
Like this. Yeah. So what you seeing is you seeing it, listen, from, listen, down under. So it's up, and there's a small, tiny pinhole mm-hmm. in the center. You follow me?
I follow you.
And what you have is, okay, a pinwheel would look like this. Let me show you. What you're looking at is the number four closed over the top of the circle, mm-hmm. like this M. Look. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. The four would be closed like this M. Say you're in the center of the circle, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Four is closed like this L. Bing. Now watch. Look. Bing. Bing. Mm. Bing. 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 All the way what? Around. Right. And when it gets to a certain point, it's for the four to stay closed, it got to lean over like. Mm. Like look at what I'm doing. See, the best, now what I got in my hand is a CD and a pair of scissors I'm showing him. And what I did was I took the CD, say I laid the CD down like this here. Mm-hmm. I lay it down. You lay you a CD on a flat surface, you brothers and sisters, right over there. And then you take your pair of scissors, right, and you stick it right in the center of that CD. And then you take the end of the scissors and you push it to listen, the end of the CD, the outside, the outer portion of the right. CD. Now, that's your foe right there. See? Mm-hmm. That's your closed foe right there. See? Look, if I right. turn it to the side, right. see that closed foe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, right. So, the pinwheel would be, the little tiny hole would be where you place your scissor in the center of your CD. Now, keep in mind, this chakra is the size of a 50-cent piece. So it's real what? Tiny yeah. compared to the size of a CD. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it with the CD. I'm explaining it with the CD where you all can get a visual of this. See? Now what? So now what you do, you start at 12 o'clock, right?
Right.
You find true center by taking your scissors, open them up, mm-hmm. right? And you put your first thing that right down in the center of that CD, that the same way you do your consciousness. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because this thing ain't but the size of a 50-cent piece.
Yeah.
You do your consciousness the same way. And that little place where you sitting in the center of that CD is tiny, tiny on your chakra. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about tiny.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. Now what? So, now what? The pinwheels, like say you go to 12 o'clock, the pinwheel is going to start going, what? To the left. One. So it goes from 12 o'clock to what?
1 o'clock.
Okay, no.
Wait, no, I'm talking about 11.
It goes to 11. 11.
Yeah, 11.
Really, it goes from 12 to 10.
12 to 10, yeah.
To 10. Watch now. Mm-hmm. Then you go from 10 to four. No, to eight.
Eight.
Now keep in mind, that's what I was telling you before, because you have a 1/4 and you have a 1/8. Mm-hmm. 2 1/8 make up, no, excuse me. 2 1/8 make up 1/4. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now what? So you have that 8 right now. And so now it's going to have to lean like. Mm-hmm. See? So it's going to lean to the left where you're going there to 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And your, see this here? Yeah. Should almost be, but this ain't going to be to 12, though this one's at 6. Right. See, this one here is at, let's see, one, right now, and then it come around, one, and okay, you go from 6 on one end, and the other hand would be at your 1 o'clock, 1, yeah, 1 o'clock, and then from your 6 you go to your 4, and then your other hand would be at your 11 o'clock, and then you spin over, see? Because look how I did. See? Mm-hmm. What now? Look. So 12 o'clock, see the 4 closed?
Right.
12 o'clock, the 4 is closed right there. 12, you go to your what? 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. It's already starting to lean over like, mm-hmm. You see? 10, then you go from your 10 o'clock to your 8 o'clock. Now what? And that's when it's starting to go this here way, right? Mm-hmm. Now what? Then from your 8 o'clock to your 6 o'clock, that's when it's going to go all the way what? Right. 6 o'clock to 1. So it's going to the left, yeah. It's high, it's lower, mm-hmm. It's lower, then it goes what? Start coming up again, see? Boom, so now you're at 4 o'clock, watch, 4, then you go to your 3 o'clock, watch, and then it leans again. Mm-hmm. You see? Watch. And then it pulls what? Out a little something. Now you're at your what? Mm-hmm. You see, because the square, right. 90 degree angle is 10 minutes after what? 10.
Yeah, 10.
Or what? And the reason why 10 minutes after 10 is because the hand on the clock, the short hand, show the hours. The long hand show the minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 minutes after what? 10. Because mm-hmm. The short hand is on that side. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now what? So now you're at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You're coming on back around 12. And then the thing is, it will then go right back to the center.
Right.
So the pinwheel goes, you understand? Yeah. It goes high, mm-hmm. Low, high, then low. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Now, so you're starting high, it's 12 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? But where is your consciousness?
This is down at the root chakra.
Right, but I'm saying your consciousness is at the root chakra, right. But you at that pinhole in the center of it.
Right.
See, that's where you at. Because you got to find true center before you do any what? Thing. So the way you do that is you set the back straight, mm-hmm. And then you move gently. Just a little, like this here, pivot, mm-hmm. Until you find it. You'll find it, you'll know it, when you find true center. Mm-hmm. Now what? Then when you find true center, move your head like an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because you're looking for the what? Frequency.
Frequency, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When you hit, then you hold your what? Position. Mm-hmm. Then you start to breathe. Now look, easy, watch. Not look, you don't want it to go. You don't want to do that. You do it like this. What? What? Where you can barely hear. If you can hear that, what?
At all.
What? Nice and easy and slow.
Yeah.
Taking a breath. Now your consciousness is there, right?
Yeah.
Then what you do, you make it up in your mind when you're getting ready to rise, right? You take 3 deep breaths. And on the third one, you hold it, and then you push up, like this, you go. Mm-hmm. And you push,
mm-hmm.
Cause you're coming through that hole now, through that little tiny hole in the center.
Right.
Now you push it up, push it up, push it up, push it up. And then when you get to the next one, you'll know. Mm-hmm. And you don't do this. You don't let all the air back out. Because if you do, you're going to go right back what?
Down.
What you do is you do this. You go. So now you're doing that. You see, mm-hmm. you're going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. You ain't going too far down because you're pumping. Yeah. It's like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, now what? And then you make it up in your mind, you're going to rise. And you see, when you get to that second one, mm-hmm. first off, I forgot to tell you one thing. Before you decide to push up, you got to spin your pinwheel. Yeah. You spin it with your mind to the left. Mm-hmm. Get it going right. You take them three brothers. It's going, right? Right? And then you push up. Ooh, push up, push up, push up, push up, push up. Right? Boom, you get the next one. Right? Now you pump. Because you don't want to go all the way down, so you're going up and down, 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 up and down. Right? Then you spin the next one. Now you got two of them going. Right? Then you make it up in your mind, you finna go to the next one, right? So then you three breaths, and then push again. Hold your breath and you push. Mm-hmm. Whoop, and you come on up. Mm-hmm. Now what? You're at the third one, which is right above your belly button. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because yeah. the second one is right, okay, say you at the groin your rectum, and you come up, it's gonna be a little above or underneath your groin. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
Like right where your pubic hair would start, so to speak. That's your second one. Mm-hmm. Your third one's gonna be a little bit, just a little tiny bit above the belly button. Mm-hmm. Then you go into your heart chakra. Now your heart chakra ain't like the other ones because these are spinning like this. Like picture flat on the table. Mm-hmm. The next one flat on the table. The next one flat, but they a little space in between, right?
Right.
Now what? Your heart chakra. Now mm-hmm. say this here is the back of the spinal column. Mm-hmm. Right? This is going up your first one, your second one, mm-hmm. your third one, right? Mm-hmm. Then your heart chakra, you're gonna do this. You're gonna go to the left and spin around because your heart chakra is gonna be like this. Mm-hmm. It's on the front mm-hmm. of the spinal column.
Oh, okay.
You're working on your spinal column.
Yeah, right.
It's on the front part of your spinal column. Mm-hmm. And it's sitting, it's straight up. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Just like your head, right? Your heart chakra, 12 o'clock would be at the top of your head. To your right would be, what was that? Okay, 12. Well, look at me like a clock. Look at me like a clock. Mm-hmm. Where my hands at?
Yeah.
My right hand, left hand. What would that be?
To
one would be 9 o'clock, one would be 3 o'clock. One would be it?
That would be 3, that'd be 9.
Okay, so my left hand would be 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. My right hand would be 9 o'clock. Yeah. Right?
Right.
So when you get to your heart chakra, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, but you're still on the front of your spinal column.
Right.
And now this chakra ain't laying flat. This chakra's straight up,
yeah,
because it's in the front of your spinal column. Mm-hmm. So you got to spin to your left as your third chakra is spinning. You spin and you come around and then you lock yourself right there. Bam! You at your heart chakra now.
Mm-hmm. How do you lock yourself?
Because you seeing it in your mind's eye going around the spinal column, nigga. You see? Mm-hmm. Same way you spin it with your mind, you spin with your mind too. Come on around. Woo woo. And then now your consciousness, your auditorium, listen, ain't like this. It ain't like this, right? It's like this.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See? So it's different now. What? Then when you get that there, you spin it to the what? Left. Mm-hmm. And it's doing like this now. Mm-hmm. Like this. It's going from watch. This would be what? 3 o'clock? This would be 9 o'clock.
Right.
It go to 3 o'clock. It go to 9 o'clock. It go to 12 o'clock. 3 o'clock. What? 3 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock. But it's going fast. Mm-hmm. Right? Now watch. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get that going like that there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then what you do, because the heart chakra like this, picture this, right? It got a little space right here, mm-hmm. and there's another circle there, and you pluck this, bloop, with this going like this. Mm-hmm. This going like this, and this going like this. You understand what I'm telling you?
Okay. Nigga? Yeah, I see.
Like, now, how I'm explaining that way that people can understand?
Not that fifth or fourth chakra? That's fourth.
This your fifth, this your, okay, one, two, three, wait, one, two, three, that's your fourth chakra.
Fourth chakra has one going this way.
Wait, so fourth, because then fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, yeah, that's right. It's your fourth chakra.
Okay.
Now, that's in the front of your spinal column.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sitting like flat like this here. It goes around like this here and it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a clock in the middle of your chest.
Right.
To the left is 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. to the right is 9 o'clock. The other ones are spinning like this though. Listen, mm-hmm. like you got a clock, but now you got three more that's laying on the table up underneath. Look, if you took a clock and set it on it right up over. Say you had a CD, you got one CD, right?
Mm-hmm.
You set the CD, this I'm gonna explain it where they can see it. Set that CD on your table, right? Then what I want you to do is I want you to take three more, set them right on top of that CD. Mm-hmm. But take you like, let me see, like a Pepsi Cola top,
mm-hmm.
right? And put one at 9 o'clock. And one at 3 o'clock, so they'll be separated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
I understand.
So now you got all three of them on the table, but then they lifted it in a distance in between it. You got the shoulder tops, listen, on top of the CD, and then you got a CD on top of the shoulder tops. Mm-hmm. Then you got another two shoulder tops, one at 9 o'clock, one at 3.
Right.
And then you put the third one on top of that. Now that's your first three chakras,
right?
Then I want you to take your next CD and standing straight up like it was a clock, that would be your heart chakra. You understand me?
Yeah.
I'm doing this, explaining like that so they can get a visual with what it is I'm saying, because I got to be able to describe this to them.
Exactly.
Right? Now what? Now, so, once you got that, you got them three CDs like that, you put that fourth one standing straight up where its edge is setting in the center of that circle. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now what? Now look what I say. You take this here and you're going to spin it this way, like this, to the left, right? But now, the heart chakra is special because it don't just spin like this.
Mm-hmm.
You pluck it in the middle and this part goes around like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so it's going like this and it's going like what?
Like that, yeah.
Like that. You understand me?
Yeah.
So,
it's almost like you're playing a CD.
Huh?
Like you play the CD and then it spins.
No, but what I'm saying is this is a clock now. So what you would have a space, like a little space that say it would be a smaller clock sitting inside of a clock that's suspended by a little hole that you it would be like a clasp on a chain. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
on a necklace. See this?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch. Say, like the first one is like this here. It's going around now, and this here is in the center. This piece is a clasp, mm-hmm. right? It's in there, and then this other one is caught in there like this, right? And then you do this like this. You plug it this way, where it's spinning like this now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, because, the other ones are...
Because one is spinning this way,
mm-hmm.
right, like that,
right?
The other one, you pluck it, and it's spinning in the middle of that, going, it's like the cold clock is spinning around the second clock, is spinning around in the middle dang, how would you describe that? Lord have mercy. Any way we can draw it and show it to him? And send him the drawing? Yeah, take a picture of it. Here, that's how we do. That's how we do. Give me a piece of paper.
Let me pause this. Hold on a second, Master. I got you.
Oh. You ought to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Is it on now?
Yes, it's on now.
Okay, I drew a picture the best I could You'll be able to see it. Don't talk about how I draw, because I know I can't draw whatever it is in the squat, but you should get a good idea, idea of what it is I'm talking about. Now, once you get that spinning like that there, right? You pluck that middle one, you pluck it to the left. So you spin the first one, number one, to the left, and it's going around, like, and then you pluck that other one. Mm-hmm. Spin in between, in the middle of the first one. Now, when you get both those spinning like that there, right, then you breathe again, and see, right where it's spinning, it's going to go up, and then you get this throat chakra. And when you know you're right in your throat chakra, you'll be able to hear from one, straight through one ear to the other. You see, but everybody's all messed up. See, so you'll probably have to tilt your head to the left a little bit, and then like then you know, cause you got this. Everybody's stands like you. How should I say? You besides yourself.
Right.
Besides. You see what I'm saying? That's why you won't be able to hear. I should be able to blow smoke through one ear and it come out the what? Doesn't. But you can't do it these days. That's because you're standing beside yourself. And so the real you is spinning, trying to get over to, you know, from the right to the left, see? And you got these holes that y'all got to learn how to fill in. I'll teach y'all that a little later on. But see, you take a real good look in the mirror, you'll see the holes. You know they're there. You see? Everybody get it right. And then, see, now when you get the throat chakra, you do the same thing like you did on your first three. And you repeat the process, then you push up again, and you're going to go to your third eye. Now, your third eye, let me tell y'all something. All you got to do is look in the mirror, and when you see your image split, two, stay focused in the middle of the two, and then it'll come back together, and you'll see three eyes going across the top, across your face, like that. And then what you do, hold it for a minute, and then you push up, right in the center of your forehead, and that chakra there is like that, like the first three. But then what it do, right, it'll go out like this, right? Look, it go out like this, and then it'll come back like this, and then when it come back to the bridge of your nose, like the bridge of your eyebrow, it'll flop, it's like this, right? Then it'll go up like this. Okay, so it's like the first three, right? It come right to the bridge of your eyebrow, and then it go out like this, then come back, and then it go up like this. That's when you go into the crown seat. Mm-hmm. And when you get up here, then it expand. Mm-hmm. And then set down on top of your head. And that's when you see your aura, you know, like Bob in that picture where you got his fro out and you got the green going around him, right. Like the same type of thing like that. That's when you know you're cooking with grease. Mm-hmm. See, now, when you push up to your crown seat, what you do then is you tell the mind to shut up. Because the mind is in a constant state of rambling. You know what I mean? It's always talking, always saying something. So either you control your thoughts, or your thoughts will what? Control you. So what you got to do is you got to tell the mind to shut what? Up. And then you'll get what you call enlightenment. See? That where you get flashes. Flack-hat, pictures of different things. Flack-hat. You see, and then what you try to do is remember what you're seeing and what you're hearing. See, because that's the enlightenment. That's the answer to everything you need. You don't have to go into meditation saying, I want to find this out or I want to find that out, because everywhere you go, there you are. Mm-hmm. You carry your problems with you. Whatever is your concerns, it's in you. You see, so your witness self is automatically going to address them concerns. So when you get enlightenment, what you do is you tell the mind shut up, and you'll see it flash, show you pictures, different thing, boom. And then what you do your best to remember that. And sometimes come out and write it down, little chat, and then go back. You see? So you don't lose that goodness. That's how you do when you meditate. Answer the question? I hope so. I love you.
All right. Next. All right, no.
What's the next question?
Resume. Next question. She said, thanks a lot, a sister in overseas asks, where does the light at the end of the tunnel come into this? Do you go straight to the net?
First off, let me answer this right now. The one thing that cannot make it into what we call the haven, that you call heaven, is fear. Fear. Now, those white light beings, listen, who are vibrating only up to a sixth density, are pure white light beings. They're seen in your sky, listen, as pure white clouds, etheric beings, and their etheric net that can shape and mold and form their body into whatever figurine they so see fit to reveal to whomever they so see fit. And when you see your sky looking totally blue with no clouds in it, that's a cloaking device. Now, let me explain. Our family is seen as dark clouds and as a rose color, a pink in the sky. That is our family. That is our etheric net. However, the white light beings have been teaching that when you die, to look for a white light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And they knew that there would not be a white light there. And we have afforded, say, like a 3 to 4 fear factor. What do I mean by that? You are rooted down as an etheric light being who is vibrating up to a 9 density, producing every color in the rainbow. And you etheric light beings who are incarcerated, listen, in the body vessel, are rooted down into your root seat. So that's why from the root seat comes primal instinct, fight or flight. Fear comes from your root seat. Now, it is afforded to you like a 3 to 4 fear factor, because when you're being uprooted, pulled out of the human body vessel to be taken back to the etheric realm, just like a plant, you're going to be quite nervous, quite shocked if somebody is uprooting you. Okay, are you understanding?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, we will, you know, you will experience naturally about a 3 or 4 fear factor. But when they knew that, when they told you to look for a white light at the end of the tunnel, when you all would not see a white light at all and it'd be triple dark, that you would go from a 3 fear factor, 4 fear factor, 5 fear factor, 6 fear factor, 7 fear, and you would experience the second death right what? There. And you would never make it out your grave. So they killed many of you, listen, not experiencing the first death, but the second death, just by the mere fact they was telling you to look for a white light at the end of the tunnel. There is no white light at the end of the tunnel. What you do is you will sit there in triple darkness and remain calm, because you will find a certain unadulterated divine peace in that darkness. Sit there and know that we are coming for you. What will happen is you will see 3 rings come down. Listen, first you'll see a blue one, then you'll see a red one or orange color, and then you'll see a green one. And they will open up. That's an elevator. You then get up and go to the elevator, get in, the rings will close, and then it will, you'll go through an umbilical cord up to the crafts that take you on back to the etheric ground. You see? Now, it's not no white light at the end of the tunnel, because it's triple dark until we get there to come get you. And when we come get you, and you go up in on the elevator, when you get on the crab, you will find that you've exited. Listen, it's 3 stages to exiting your grave. And you have to exit stage right by knowing how to step to the left, what? Right. You follow me? You see? Because it's 3 stages. First you die. First of all, listen, there's 5 stages total you have in your cycle of what you call life. You have birth. You have, listen, growth. You have death, realization, wait, it's birth, growth, death, fertilization, then rebirth. What is it? Wait, it's birth, growth, death, fertilization, and then rebirth. You see what I'm saying? Now, when you get back to the etheric realm, you will find out that your family, who are etheric light beings, will be there, listen, to receive you. And what I mean by that, these are etheric light beings who are resonating on the same frequency as you. Listen, who are carrying color also. But you have different shades of color, different hue. There's 1,000 shades of blue, 1,000 shades of yellow, orange, etc. You follow? Now, these resonating frequencies, listen, when you see yourself in your natural form, it's like this. You sort of, it's like standing still, it would be just like be a quiver in what you would call your atmosphere, so to say. Mm-hmm. It's a quiver, and then you see sparks, right? Now, but then when you go to move, you whoop, whoop, whap, and it look like a ball with a long tail. You see? Mm-hmm. The color. And you'd be so happy to be there because you'll see that, listen, being out of the human body is being quite free. And you'll be so happy to be there, and there's a celebration where everybody joining together, these little balls of light, and they make a circle, and everybody's singing, it's a big celebration when you get there. See? Now, but all those beings who've been told to look for a white light, see, ain't no white light. And that's going to cause your fear factor to jump. And if it goes past, listen, a fear factor of, say, about 7, 8, lights out for good. See? Because the one thing they can't get back in the etheric realm is what?
Fear.
The opposite of what?
Love.
Divine love. Mm-hmm. You see? So they knew what they were doing to y'all by telling you to look for a white light. Ain't no white light, girl. Ain't no white light there. I'm telling you what it is. You hear me?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So when y'all die, whatever, just remain what? Calm. See? Be extremely what? Calm. And reflect on where it is you just came from. Remember all the joys, all the pains, all the, you know, failures and all the successes, the trials and tribulations and the triumphs. You see? And then what you do is you, listen, bless them all for having had such a grand experience. You see? While on the physical plane, and being blessed to have lived, you see, for the time that you have. You see what I'm saying? And remain calm, and we're coming to get you. And then when we get there, we'll be there, Charlotte. Just sit down. Sit there. You, what else you gonna do anyway? You see what I'm saying? So those of you who are looking for some white light, when you don't see the white light, don't freak out, cause it ain't no white light. Now, that's what it is. I hope I answered your question. I love you, girl. Ain't no white light at the end of your tongue. Don't believe in white folk.
Yeah. All right. One more question from brother over in London. You know, all these questions have been from over there. Strong over there.
What's the question?
The question is... One more, okay. He says, is Tahuti the son of Enki, though Anu doesn't mention his name?
No. No, I want to say, hell no.
Okay.
So, you see what I'm saying? Because let me tell y'all something. Enki, Enlil, and Mother Ninti are not favored by Anu. They broke galactical law.
Okay.
The son with whom Anu is well pleased is the god of men. And listen, and Tahuti is the god men's what? Son with whom he is well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? Anu had Enki and Enlil. They're older than the god men, but they're not the son with whom Anu is well pleased. In fact, they've been, listen, discarded. Insomuch as that Anu don't even pay them no, they broke galactical what? Law.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to have come here as pure observationists, to extract the gold and then leave. and not to tamper with the life form that was already what?
Here.
Here. Mm-hmm. All of them broke the prime what? Directive. You follow that?
Yeah.
So they are not looked at as favorable amongst us. Y'all keep giving praise to beings who, listen, every etheric being in the galactical heavens looks at them as if they, and because they are. They messed what? Up. Though Mother Ninti, listen, had good intent. Her niat was a good one. It was still breaking of galactical what? Law. That was signed into law long before we ever even embarked upon coming. Listen, taking the risk to go where no one had ever gone before to get this goal and bring it back to Ilium. Let me tell y'all something. The beings who were here, Inky and his crew called them and would tease them, calling them the people. Because they said, get that box. Like, and they would go and get the box. Y'all call them Lulu Aminu, primitive what? Workers. They only had a limbic system for a brain, which allowed them their motor skills. Decision making was not theirs. You follow this? Because you're talking about a time prior to your Homo what?
Sapien. Yeah.
See, and from the eyebrow to the top of the cranium was only about a half inch high. Or half inch long, maybe two thirds of an inch. And the brain matter only weighed about 2 ounces. Now, when Mother Ninti did what she did, it jumped their evolutionary process, where they went from the brain matter weighing only 2 ounces to 5 to 7 ounces. And from the eyebrow to the top of the cranium, it went from two-thirds of an inch to almost 3 to 4 inches. See, where they develop, listen, our complex, listen, that sits in the center of the brain, and they develop what you call a neocortex. You see? Now, her intention was good, but she still was found guilty by Anu, listen, for having broken galactical what? Law. Her and Inky and Enlil. You see, because when they came here as a what? Team on a mission. So they wasn't judged as one, listen, as separate entities. They were judged as a what? Team. As a whole. Mm-hmm. You see? And that's how and why, you know, they're not favored in the eyesight of Anu. And no, the God who is the father of Tehuti is the God Men. The one and only true fertility God. There's no such thing as a fertility goddess. You see, because question, is the egg fertile in the womb before the semen touches it?
No.
Does it have any life of its what? Own? No. Yes or no?
No.
It's like your moon. Mm-hmm. It has no life of its what? Obviously. Own. Mm-hmm. Until the semen, listen, touches it. And with every ejaculation, them semen know exactly what they're here to what?
To do.
To do. And so men are far more pregnant than women are, just behind the fact that, listen, they have the life germ, which you call C-men. And what they did is they made a mockery of us by putting out a movie called X-Men. See, because their formula goes Z plus Y equals X. And under that X, they wanted everything that was divine to remain unknown. See, because in mathematics, X is marks the like it's the X factor. You see, in algebra, it represents the unknown. You follow me? Our formula goes A plus B equals C. And so we are not X-men that they call mutants, by the way. We are C-men. C-men. See? Now watch. And we are not mutants. We are metamorphical creatures who are constantly metamorphosizing into yet a new being, as many times as our metamorphosis, listen, will allow it to take place. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So we are constantly, if something isn't constantly changing, it's dead. You follow me? The way you know that is, do you look the same way you looked when you were 3 years old? No. And if you're not constantly changing, you're dead. The truth of the matter is that the change is the only thing consistent in life. So, you know, consistency sits in a state of inconsistency. You see, because when you say inconsistent, you're saying in a state of consistency. You see, yeah. Like when they say insane, you're saying you're in a state of sanity. You see?
Right.
It's when you're out sane that you are literally out your mind. You see? And any solar being, listen now, who takes his or her solar-driven car, mostly her, well, listen now, solar-driven car to a lunar gas station. Listen, and allow that nozzle to be stuck up in them. Listen now. And that gas to come out and go ding, 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 ding. No, it's tick, 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 bing, tick, 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 bing. Well, see, that tick, 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 tick. See, what the deal is when you attach yourself to lunar energy as a solar being, you become a tick which feeds off of a host. You follow me? Now, in order to survive. So if you attach yourself to lunar energy as a solar being, you will start to overheat and thereby become a lunar what? Tick. It will literally drive you what? Crazy. That's why you women who are out there with these brothers who are attached to lunar energy, you see what I'm saying? And they stick their nozzle up in you. You see, them chemicals are not mixing appropriately. You see? And it will drive you crazy. Just like it will drive, he's already what? Crazy. See, especially these Nubian, watch this, having attached himself to lunar energy. Anyone know how that happens? By having sex on a woman's menstruation. See, because the menstruation is governed by, listen, high tide and low what?
Tide. Yeah.
See, which is driven by the, listen, the gravitational pull of the what? Moon. You see? So again, you know, you got some fools out there that's been vampires in the real way. Let them be vampires on their own time. Get them away from you, child. See, sister, when you on your menstruation cycle, listen, administration. You hear the God man's name in there? Admin. See? Because that's the only fertility God there is. You see? And all of y'all got to give praise to the God man. You see, stop looking at Isis like she's an important thing because she's not. Isis, listen, first her name was Astarte. Then her name became known as Astaroth. Then her name became known as what? Venus, because she liked penis. What? And then she became known as what? Listen, Sin. You know, no, before she was Sin, she was Dinah. You see? And then she became known as Sin. Then she became known as Uset because she was upset. You see? Then she became known as Isis, which stands for is. That which is and that which is not working at the same time. The highest form of confusion there what?
There is.
Yeah. I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. Is. You see? They talk in reverse. You see? I love you, listen, means I can't stand your guts. I hate you means I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And get out means if you leave, I'll kill you. You see?
Yeah.
And these things been going round and round ever since the days of slavery when Master John said, Sally, get your ass up and come up in the house. You see? And then on into the 1930s when you were looking over your shoulder into the mirror and your little sister said, girl, where you get that dress from? And you say, from my hunky. My hunky bought this for me. And then you hit the horn. Honk, honk, honk. And the rest goes round and round. See? And you've been in, and listen, you've been in the rain, being rained on by an abomination, which is the white man's what?
Semen.
Mm-hmm. See? Because again, behind the eyes, there's a chemical called pheromone. This is why you hear a sister say, girl, you should have seen him. He was shining. And as soon as I seen him, we started chemistry right away. See, but that's because them pheromones mix. That's why a vocal woman, number one, is soft-spoken. She never looks a man in his eyes, listen, unless that's her husband. Listen, or she's about to kill his ass. See? for having violated her in some type of way. That's the only time a vulgar woman becomes vulgar. You see? Now, because you have to remember, logic is nuwapu. Sound right reason. Reasoning is logical. You see? And we move off of being, it's not about being emotional. Because when you become emotional, you become irrational. And when you become irrational, listen, you lose self, what? Control. And God or goddess is anything who remains in what? Control. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, each of you are sitting in a box. It's a prison. And you don't even know it. You're incarcerated in it. Look at the room you're sitting in right now. Is the geometrical symbol, you know, a design of a circle? Or is it the geometrical symbol a design of a square? Because the square has four right 90 degree angles. Well, that's their angle in trying to figure out how to deal with us. You see? Mm-hmm. Because you have a, listen, an atmosphere which is doomed at their greatest state of fear of us. What? A left and a right hemisphere, which is him and his fear of what? Us. And then you have a stratosphere, which is those who straddle the fence in between divine love and fear. They can't figure out whose side they want to be what? On. You see? Now, so again, we have to understand that indeed, space and time do not exist, but space, listen, is the place where the question and the answer becomes one. Because there's no such thing as space, because space is always filled. And there's no such thing as outer space, listen, because you're sitting in space right what? Now. So again, and time is created by virtue of the fact your planet is sitting 23 degrees to the right, which is why you have more right-handed people on the planet than you do left. And if you were to take your hand and put it down the center of your nose, look in the mirror to the left, turn around real quick, look to the right, you'll see you're looking at two different beings. You follow me? And again, you're standing beside yourself. The real you is on the right trying to get to the left. So what you do is you spin your left ear around the back of your head to the right. Spin it in your mind. Whoop. Let it catch you right here, whoop, and you'll start to vibrate right there. Look in the mirror and you'll see it. You'll see the real you. You'll see the real you coming out. And I'll teach y'all how to do some more good things. You see, the more good that shows itself in you. I want y'all to know that I love you over there in London. I love each and every one of you. I feel you. I know what's going on. Y'all right there where that fool's checkerboard floor is. I'm going to teach y'all how to deal with this checkerboard floor too. Over there, you see? Yeah, I know what to do. And see, we gonna rock their world. They ain't ready for this one. You see? Because what I want y'all to see, well, I ain't told you this checkerboard floor thing yet. Ooh, Lord, that person, this thing.
You told me something about it.
I was trying to tell you before, man. See, when you see me coming here and take everything black and white out and start building it right in the room. Oh man, you better watch out, because this thing is going up and down, in and out. It's gonna be one of them days. See? And let me tell you something, the Tibetan monks up in the mountains of the Himalaya, see, for real, they have been producing a sound since the days of Tuhuti, having been there. See, because Tuhuti, when he left Tamaray, he went up to Mount Fuji, see, which is where you get Taoism. And all you have to do is read any book on Taoism, and then you'll find the wisdom of Tuhuti right what?
Right there.
Right there. Because Tuhuti taught Buddha and he taught Confucius. You see? And see, them Tibetan monks up there, just like I'm doing it alchemy what? Here, they've been doing it for a long time. You see? Producing that ohm sound that is the only thing that has kept this planet in its orbit along with them four crafts. See, that you call your north wind, east wind, west wind, and south wind. You see? Through the tetrahedron science of magnetism. See? And what I'm going about to do is I'm about to show y'all how to tap into the neck. Because when I say hold tight to the hem of my garb, man, that's what you think I'm talking about. Tahuti's what? Neck. That's right, that hold tight too. See? Because that magnetic pull, let me tell you something, is yours inherently. I'm here to give you your inheritance. You see, each of you will have opportunity to earn the degree. Because don't nothing, listen, you have to work for this. Don't nothing good come what? You know how they say, easier said than done? No, it's done than made easy, child. You see? And then that's when you, like I say, when you see, you're free. Like I say, you're in a prison right now. You're in a box. Its walls are invisible. Every day you wake up in the back of your mind, something messing with you. You just can't put your finger on it, though. You don't know what it is, but you feel the stick. You feel the prick of it. It's sticking you and sticking you. But you can't put your finger on it. So what most of you all do is, listen, ignore it and then go on with your day. You see, you've grown content with a condition that you feel as though you can't change. So that's why you don't pay it no mind, you, but you feel a stick. It's sticking you in the behind each and every day. Because when you wake up in the back of your mind, you're saying to yourself, something just ain't right. And you can't put your finger on it. But it's sticking you and sticking you. Like I often say, it's like walking down the street with, you got your tennis shoes on, you got some white tube socks on. You see, and something in that sock just is sticking you and sticking you. You know, you stop, you look down in the sock, you can't find it. You feel it though, yeah. But you can't find it. Shoot, you walk a block and it's sticking and sticking. Some of us will stop, pull the shoe off, pull the sock out, inside out, and look at it, meticulously shake it out. Where this little thing is sticking us, right? Now, put the sock back on, and you don't see it. You put it back on, and you put your tennis shoe back on, walk a block, and there it is again, sticking and sticking. Well, the bondage that you're in, its walls are invisible. It's created through the forces of circumstance. I got to feed, I got to pay my rent, I got to put food on my table, and damn it, I got to have cable. Why? Because my kids like the Disney Channel. See, and in this box you sit miserably, and what they do is they add to the center of the box a thing called depression. I'm not just talking about the depression that takes your smile. I'm talking about if we're in a plane flying at 7,000 feet, and somebody take a gun and shoot the window out, the cabin will do what you call depressurize. And everything that's in there that ain't tied down will be sucked what?
Out the window.
Well, see, this depression, they add to the center of the box. It don't suck you out the box. It sucks you further what?
In.
And it occurs when you are confronted by situations you feel there are no answers to. When you find yourself in a situation you feel there is no answer to it, don't do absolutely what? Nothing.
All in reverse.
And remain extremely, listen, calm. Get as calm as you can what? Get. And sit there, child. And what you need, listen to me, will come to you. What you need will come to you. And when it get there, you'll know. Because it'll show up in the eye and it'll make that little sound. Bling. He's like, there it is. There it is. And then you get on up and go towards. You hear what I say? Because I love y'all and I'm going to free you. Each and every one of you, both rich and poor, free and bonded. Listen, tall and small, you know, small and great, it don't matter. Every one of you want a mind, and I love you. Don't you forget that. And a minute too soon might be a minute too late. You see, you got to know what sits opposite of enthusiasm is procrastination. And as a nation, you don't want to, you know, put off today what you could have done a long time. Lord have mercy. You realize how much y'all could have got done in 2000? Lord have mercy. See, and now I got to come in and clean up all this here mess that you all done made. And yet, I'm going to ask this brother here, ask him what we do all day.
Alchemy.
Every day. Now let me say something. And what does it consist of? Me doing? Walking around here cleaning like The Messiah is something, somebody, an anointed being who has the ability to take something dirty and wipe it what?
Clean.
Literally, nigglets. See, Negroes. And let me tell you something. And I drop of dirt. Nowhere up in mine. I get that demon every which way with that ammonia, the sword of ramen. Yeah, you better know it. Yeah. I'm telling y'all what to fight him with. Get you some ammonia. Huh. Y'all better know it. Some ammonia, but you got to know how to apply it. You got to know how to do. Some of y'all got a little bouncing black dot in your left eye. I want to know which ones of y'all got that. You contact me and let me know. And some of y'all got a little hole right there on your earlobe, or some of y'all on one side and some of y'all on both sides of your head. I want to know which one of y'all got those. Y'all send that information to me straightway. And I need some statues over here. That's right, the little ones, you know, the ones in the deities. That's right, I need them. They're the smaller, they don't have to be big, but decent size now. Because y'all know what I'm doing in a minute here now. Yeah, because it's going round and round.
Round and round.
Round and round. See? Yeah. So any more questions?
That's it for now.
I love y'all. Hotep. Bash it. Box it. Bag it. Put it out there. Hotep. Peace it up.